Snare dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Willie Fulford, F-U-L-F-O-R-D. This goes to the VA. On 7/5/22, Mr. Fulford performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was mildly impaired, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with minimal improvement after bronchodilators, still leaving the patient with a moderate degree of airways obstruction. Period of paragraph impression, a moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Willie Fulford. This goes to the VA. On 7/5/22, Mr. Fulford performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, urinary saturation was 95% period. After walking 401 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 93% period. New paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Dale Gibney, G-I-B-N-E-Y. This goes to Dr. Girard. On 7/5/22, Mr. Gibney performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, urinary saturation was a 95% period. After walking 201 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 90% period. No paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Brian Hakey, H-A-K-E-Y. This goes to Brian Monroe, comma, PA. On 7/5/22, Mr. Hakey performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the urinary saturation was 97% period. After walking 415 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 94% period. A paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next. Pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Barry Singletary. This goes to Dr. Galfier. On 7/5/22, Mr. Singletary performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to ambulating, the urinary saturation was normal. There was a minimal to moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators. Compared to a prior study dated 1/19/22, there's been no significant change. Period. New paragraph impression, minimal to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Barry Singletary. This goes to Dr. Galfier. On 7/5/22, Mr. Singletary performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the urinary saturation was 98% period. After walking 371 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 95% period. New paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Rona Wood. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn. On 7/5/22, Mrs. Wood performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with minimal improvement after bronchodilators, leaving the patient with a minimal degree of airways obstruction period. Compared to a prior study dated 11/23/21, there's been improvement period. New paragraph impression. Minimal to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component showing improvement, period. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Tammy Sayer, S-A-Y-R-E. This goes to Dr. Simmons. On 7/5/22, Mrs. Sayer performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction with minimal improvement after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 12/8/21, there's been no significant change in the post-bronchodilator study, period. New paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Linda Norris. This goes to Dr. Sheetsky, S-H-E-A-T-S-K-E-Y. On 7/5/22, Mrs. Norris performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and was a minimal degree of airway obstruction period. After bronchodilators, it was normalization of airflow and lung volume. Compared to a prior study dated 12/28/21, there's been no significant change. Paragraph impression, minimal reversible airways obstruction consistent with asthma, showing no progression. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Barbara Tidwell. This goes to Dr. Christopher Sepich, S-E-P-I-C-H. On 7/5/22, Mrs. Tidwell performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Her saturation was 93% prior to ambulating. She wore portable oxygen for the test at 2 liters per minute, period. She was able to walk 243 meters, but did need to pause at 2 minutes and 51 seconds. And her saturation transiently adjusted, dropped to 86%, period. She then continued walking at 3 liters per minute with a saturation of 91%, period. A paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance. With demonstrable hypoxemia and requiring portable oxygen for the test, period. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Patrick Moore. This goes to Jason Honecker, comma, PA. On 7/5/22, Mr. Moore performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her room saturation was 95%, period. After walking 250 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 90%, period. New paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia, period. Thank you.